following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp, ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games, personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity, Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance, whether you'll want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com. Click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday, and we are looking forward to catching up on all the things that went on over the weekend. Randy and Jim talked a lot about that yesterday. I want to thank them for taking over on the show. And it is College World Series week, and as it is, these coaches are busy, 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 and we roll them in as soon as we can and as many as we can. John Savage, UCLA, is scheduled to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And Elliot Event from North Carolina State scheduled to join us today. That is still a little up in the air, but we hope to talk with him. We'll talk LSU baseball on the show tomorrow as we get you ready for the College World Series, which gets underway on Saturday, and the bracket has been released. We'll take a look at that here momentarily, but there's still one game to go out there, and that is North Carolina and South Carolina. They have not been able to get their super regional done because of all the rain that's going on, and they are scheduled to play just right now and get things going between those two ball clubs, and we'll keep you up to date on how that's all going to pan out. As far as the schedule, it gets underway Saturday at 2 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. The very first game will be Mississippi State and Oregon State. Oregon State holding on for a 4-3 win over Kansas State last night. Then Indiana will play Louisville Saturday night at 7. On Sunday, the early game at 2 will be the North Carolina-South Carolina winner taking on NC State. And LSU and UCLA have the final first-round game, and that will be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Love to have your comments. Love to hear from you. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today, so don't forget about that on our program. And the phone number, which you need to reach the show and that you need for Troutman's later on in the program, is 888-455-3776. That's 888-455-ESPN. Of course, you can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Join us on Facebook. Send us a comment. You've always got a chance to win items. This week we're giving away more Nebraska Danger tickets for their final home game against Tri-Cities on Saturday night. And we are ESPN Superstation. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook, you can go to ESPN Superstation, or you can just go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on like, vote on the poll question, listen to old Doug and Daddy programs. If you miss any of the interviews, they're all up there on the podcast. You can check out all of the sporting activities that we do as well. Let's take a look at that Midtown Mart cooler question of the day to get you going on the program. Who will finish his career with more majors, Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer? That was yesterday, and it was a close vote. 54% said Nadal, 46% said Federer. Federer with 17 majors, but only one out of his last 10. How is that even possible? I mean, it just seems like he won them all. And then Nadal, he's won, of course, 8 of the last 9 at the French, but 12 majors. I'm going to say Federer, because I think Nadal is going to hit the wall. He has been good. He's been great at the French, but let's face it, only 4 other majors at the other 3 spots. Federer might find a way to sneak in there and get one, but I think Federer's reign is probably done. Let's say he gets one more, and maybe at Wimbledon coming up here in just a few weeks. But I think Nadal, so that means he'd have to get 6 to get Federer. I'll take Federer. Look out for Djokovic. Man, I know there's no Americans in tennis, but this is at least as competitive as the men's game has been in years. It's not Sampras or Federer or Nadal or, you know, just fill in the blank that you know is just going to have to be a major upset for the number one. It's pretty balanced right now. Now we're on to the Stanley Cup Finals. When's this thing start? Tomorrow?
Yep.
All right, let's get this thing started. Because of the quickness of which the conference finals ended, we've had quite a few days off. You got the Boston Bruins or you got the Chicago Blackhawks? I mean, those are the two that I picked in the finals. Shockingly, Jeff. Shockingly. And, of course, at the beginning of the playoffs, I took Boston because of all that had happened around the Boston Marathon and going with the kind of that sentimental pick at the time. So I'm going to take the Bruins. But you can vote who will win the Stanley Cup Finals. That's our Midtown Mart cooler question. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you log on. You find it at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, as if you listen every day or listen most days, listened yesterday, I was not in. So there are a few things we'll touch on here in this first segment that happened over the weekend. Want to say congratulations and a big thanks to all of the athletes and coaches that continue to compete and volunteer their time in all the all-star games that are going on. They're all over the place. Some of them are just for fun. Some of them are to raise money. Got to be a part of the New West All-Star Classic, which raises money from the Nebraska Kidney Association. Last year, it was over $13,000. They're still putting the figures together this year. But the Fort Kearney, the Lou Platt, the Southwest, the Twin Valley, all of those coaches, all of those seniors go in, and some of them have quite a travel to get to Minden, but they do a great job, and congratulations and thanks to all of them. Great job by the West at the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel on Saturday. They break that 7-year run by the East, and they do it in huge fashion, 22.5-6. Quite a few of the area wrestlers picked up wins, including Kearney High's Austin Marshall and Hunter Bamford, Stuart Hercock of Amherst, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, Trey Trujillo of Grand Island, and Mitch McGinnis of Grand Island Central Catholic. And to the Shrine soccer players and coaches, that's of all the All-Star games, that's probably the most split. There are actually, it's not like everybody's on the same team from this part of the state. So to the coaches and the players, congratulations in competing in that. And now it's the 8-man Sertoma All-Star football game, which is coming up Saturday. Classic Hits 98.9. We will be at camp on Thursday. We always go over for one show every week of the year, and it's going to be a really great game again, and there's some great 8-man athletes. And here's one thing for you, the listener. I want to throw this out there, and I think it, depending on how well you know me and have commented and at some points even argued over the athletics in this state of Nebraska, many of us that are listening to this program have grown up and competed in small-town programs. If you're not in Kearney or Grand Island or back in the day Hastings, Class A wasn't even something that you paid attention to or watched or considered. Now, of course, living for the last 16 years in Kearney, obviously a lot more appreciation, and we've always appreciated. And I guess you always rooted for Kearney and Grand Island because they were the West representatives in Class A and from time to time North Platte as well. But what does it say that both of the state athletes of the year this year were from Class D? And let me take that another step. In the Omaha World Herald, there was not one finalist that was from Class A. which I find astonishing. I always stick up for the smaller schools and growing up like that, and I think everybody knows that, but that doesn't mean you don't appreciate what the Class A's do. I went to a Class B school, so it wasn't like I was living Class D the whole time. But it was just, I mean, that's the first time that's ever happened. Alyssa Frondor for Humphrey and Nate Bujeda from Howells. That it just shocked me that, it's not shocking that it's never happened, but it happened this year. And where are all the athletes? Where are all the big city athletes? Have we finally got to the point of specialization hurting the Class A athlete? Because let's face it, you have to be the athlete of the year in the state of Nebraska, and it's right up there. I mean, I don't know that there's a written law that Stu Pospisil or Riley Jane Hamilton or Ron Powell or Mike Patterson from Lincoln and Omaha use. But Stu has told me numerous occasions, you can't be a one-sport athlete like Akoya Gao and be the athlete of the year. That's why Akoya Gao wasn't one of the finalists, but Tre'Deon Hollins, his teammate, was. Have we got to the point where you may be the greatest athlete in the state, but you're only playing one sport, or you're one of the greatest to ever play the sport, but you're only playing one sport, where in Class D and C and pretty much in B, you're playing everything. And at Kearney High, the coaches say it all the time, Luke McNitt was a finalist. I mean, they're playing two or three sports, and that doesn't even count playing some baseball in the summer. But as specialization finally caught up, that we just don't have enough Class A athletes that are doing outstanding in a variety of events like we saw numerous times. I mean, all you got to do is look at the list and see how many Class A athletes have won this award in the past. Does it mean anything at all? Just your thoughts. You can email us to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Nebraska high schools, five of them, have earned the Nebraska School Activities Association coveted Farmers Sportsmanship Award. It's the fourth set of Nebraska high schools to earn the prestigious award. The annual awards program, designed to recognize high schools that establish and follow a quality sportsmanship program with their athletic activities. And two of these schools have earned the award for the third time, and a couple others honored for the fourth consecutive year. So nobody new to the list this year. Also kind of intriguing. Bancroft, Rosalie, Valentine, they've now won it 3 years in a row. Norfolk Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran, and the Swedes of Gothenburg have won it for a fourth consecutive year. You can go to the NSAA website for more information on the Farmers Sportsmanship Awards, which were just announced this morning. So congratulations to Gothenburg and all of the other schools that bring home that award. NBA Finals get underway tonight. Heat, Spurs, still rooting for the Heat. Still want to see them win. Big game tonight. What'd they say? With this format, Game 3 winner wins the series 92% of the time. That's insane. And you know the Spurs at home going to be one of those teams that picks up a lot of votes. A lot of people are already rooting for them, which I have noticed. And I guess I have to take it another level. We talked about it last week. I still can't believe. You can't tell me that the percentage of people rooting for the San Antonio Spurs outside of Miami isn't 80-20. There's hardly anybody that's rooting for the Miami Heat. They're all rooting for the San Antonio Spurs. Our coverage tonight will begin at 7 o'clock here on ESPN Radio, and tip-off will be right around 8:10 for tonight's Game 3 between Miami and San Antonio, and taking a look at who the favorite is in tonight's basketball game. It's a slight favorite for San Antonio, only a two-point favorite in the game tonight. NHL playoffs get underway tomorrow, and again, it doesn't matter how successful you are in the NBA, you lose your job. Wasn't Memphis everybody's sweetheart to go to the NBA Finals at one point this year? Lionel Hollins, coach, you're out. Sorry. And Brandon Crick, had him on last week after qualifying for the U.S. Open. Who knows when he will tee off, especially if the rain comes on Thursday. He was, as expected, either going to be in one of the first couple groups or he was going to be in one of the last couple groups. And he is in the last group to tee off. Can you imagine sitting around practicing all day, watching these numbers go up on the board, watching these guys talk about how tough it is out there, or maybe how easy it is for once on this short course that if it rains, you'll get to place the ball. But Brandon Crick plays with Ryan Sullivan and Zach Fisher, scheduled for a 1:57 central tee time off the back nine on Thursday. And then, of course, he'll play earlier on Friday. So good luck to Brandon Crick playing in his first PGA tournament event qualifying for the U.S. Open. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we've got a little baseball talk. John Savage, UCLA baseball coach, will be among our guests. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday's Trivia. Stay with us.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. Father's Day is here. This is the guy who taught you to shave, taught you to drive, didn't rat about those magazines under your bed. And you're going to get him another necktie? A tie is for a boss you hate. Get him a DollarShaveClub.com gift card. He can use it on any of our awesome products, like our amazing razors and Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter. This Father's Day, give him the gift of never having to go to the store for overpriced razors again. Shave time, shave money, DollarShaveClub.com.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number?
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.
The 2013 U.S. Open at Marion Golf Club. Jack Nicklaus once said, acre for acre, Marion may be the best test of golf in the world. It's hosted more USGA championships than any course in America. And this year, our national championship returns to Marion for the 6th time and the first time since 1981. The 2013 U.S. Open, June 13th through 16th on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app.
High school all-star football action moves to Hastings College on June 15th when 24 of the best 8-man players, including notables from Central Nebraska, divide east against west in the 36th annual Sertoma 8-man game. Live from Hastings College, expect lots of scoring and the play-by-play on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When you're out of range, download the Classic Hits 98.9 FM smartphone app or listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible. Otherwise, just looking at a high about 98. South winds develop at 10 to 20. With a slight chance for a storm tonight, we'll head back to a low of 68 degrees. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just kind of keeping it smooth today. We don't want to get too intense today. It's going to be hot enough the way it is. All the guys and gals working outside right now loving the cloud cover. But, whew, brutal, brutal, brutal. Get inside, enjoy the air conditioning, and enjoy a great lunch at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. It's a day like this that you get a crisp, refreshing salad, put on what you want, a taco salad, a little chicken salad, you know, get the... Just like breaking up the, it's like getting, what I'm trying to say here is just like getting the boneless wings, and then you got them in a salad. They put them together and put your sauce on it, whatever you want. Of course, it's a great menu, whether you want just an appetizer or something like pizza, burger. They can fix you up a steak. Of course, who doesn't love all of the chicken wing flavors, and you can get them bone in, bone out. It is Tuesday, and so tonight it is wing basket night. Every Tuesday night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Get all the kinds you want. Bring in the crew. Get about 40 of them. Get four different flavors. Mix and match. That way you can taste them, check them all out, because you always like to get on and get that favorite. Oh, this is my favorite. I'm going to get that. Well, try something different and spice up this summer at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, where you can come in, watch the NBA Finals tonight, and enjoy your wing basket, or you can sit back, watch the College World Series, Major League Baseball this weekend, and the U.S. Open. Whatever's on, it's on for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John says, hey, Doug, social media has helped this out before. All you had was the papers from the big cities that only reported on the bigger schools. And he's talking about the point I made in the first segment of the Class D athletes being named the State Athletes of the Year. John says, I think it's a sign that smaller school athletes will win more with the help of more media coverage. So he's saying, and there's some truth. There is some truth to that. You can get online now and read the smaller publications. Back in the day, you either got the Omaha, the Lincoln, or the Grand Island paper, Hastings Trib, wherever you're at, Kearney Hub. You get your daily paper. But let's face it, you get the Omaha, the Lincoln, and you looked at that, plus your other, and maybe there just wasn't as much coverage from the Omaha and Lincoln area that makes these choices. But now you can find out so much more about these athletes. That's a good point. Also, this comes from Ed, who says, as far as the athlete of the year, you hit it right on the head. I heard at state track there was pressure not to give the girls' award to the Papio South twins, which would be the Ralston twins, because they didn't even finish the school year, let alone compete in multiple sports their senior year, and called it refreshing. So, yeah, I mean, let's face it, you look at Akoya, it's not like the athletes aren't there, but Akoya Gao, basketball, and the Ralston girls at Papilio La Vista South going to play volleyball as some of the top volleyball players in the country at Nebraska, already there. Koya Gao going to Louisville. So there are Division I athletes in the state, maybe not a ton this year, but because they're not multiple sports participants, they really weren't even going to be considered for the award. And the Ralston twins, I believe, played basketball for most of their careers or did more than volleyball. But obviously, when you graduate at semester, you probably shouldn't be eligible for the award. So there you go. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. There will be American Legion baseball action going on in the Tri-Cities tonight, and it'll be a warm one. Here's what you've got. Kearney Post 52 and Runza will be hosting Columbus. Kearney 5 Points and Little Caesars will be at St. Paul. Hastings, Johnson, Imperial will host North Platte for 2. 5 Points goes to North Platte for 2, and Runza will be at Aurora. Grand Island's Tom Dinsdale and USAVE will be at home today against Central City. Most of the talk around Nebraska and sports talk of the multiple shows that have now popped up since our arrival on the scene here on the Doug and Daddy Show, back in the day, Doug and Matt, is that Nebraska basketball has a new assistant coach. Not very many places would you make this big of a deal over an assistant coach. But Kenya Hunter, out of Georgetown, he's coming to Lincoln. And we talked with Steve Sipple about that yesterday on the show. This is a guy that doesn't intend to be at Nebraska very long. If you read a couple of the articles out there, he says, hey, I want to be a head coach. Tim Miles saying in one of the articles, being in the Big Ten is going to be a different recruiting network for him, which will help him while he can use his old network, of course, on the East Coast to improve Nebraska, and it's a win-win. So we'll see what happens. Hunter's previously been at Xavier and North Carolina State, then Georgetown. Now he's coming to Lincoln, Nebraska. Interesting. Hopefully that'll help. Hopefully that's a good thing. Also, a couple of other notes here as we wait for John Savage, UCLA baseball coach, to join us here at the bottom of the hour. Over the weekend, you see that John Melton passed away, and unfortunately, as we all get older and the glory days of Husker football, this is going to continue to happen. 86 years of age, John Melton passes away. He quit coaching in 1988, so for somebody of my age, you would have known about John Melton for maybe about 10 years, but I had the pleasure or the opportunity on a couple of occasions to hear Coach Melton speak while he was kind of finishing up his run, and then even after he retired. That was a funny guy. John Melton was a funny, funny guy, and he was out of the Bob Devaney mold, of course, a Wyoming boy, and he could tell the jokes. He could hold a room. And I know the folks that are a lot older than I am, when the coaches would come out for those, quote, film sessions, which was more of a social stag than anything else. But those were the times, and John Melton was obviously one of those guys that was awesome, got the job done, and passes away at the age of 86. Also, on the show today, we want to send our condolences to Mike Will and his family. Of course, the voice of the Hastings Broncos, and has co-hosted with me on the show. We've had him on from time to time when something's going on at Hastings. His mother passed away yesterday, so to the entire Will family, our condolences go out to them, and our prayers are with them. And if you know Mike and maybe didn't know about that, of course, his mom, pretty big in the city of Hastings, probably maybe even bigger than Mike was, you know, taking care of the city of Hastings. So many people have heard about that, but if you haven't, keep Mike and his family in your prayers. We'll take a break here, talk a little UCLA baseball with Coach John Savage coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. When it comes to finding the perfect gift for Father's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com is the best place to go. So many unique gifts for Dad. He'll love them all. High-quality plants, bonsai, gourmet treats, including delicious cookies, rich chocolate-covered strawberries and pretzels, and an assortment of gift baskets inspired by Dad's interests, with themes like golfing, poker, and fishing. And right now, I've got an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers.com for Father's Day. 20% off their best-selling Father's Day collection. Sending Dad a personal gift he'll love for as low as $19.99. You can't beat that. But the only way you can get 20% off these unique Father's Day gifts, if you order from 1-800-Flowers.com now, and only if you use my first name. To get the 20% off for Father's Day, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Even from your mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible. Otherwise, just looking at a high about 98. South winds develop at 10 to 20. With a slight chance for a storm tonight, we'll head back to a low of 68 degrees. Right now, it's 79.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Because here we come.
World Series getting underway on Saturday. Can't wait. NBA
Finals,
U.S. Open, College World Series. It's all this week here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sit back and relax in your new furniture from Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. It's just right for you in Hastings, Kearney, Alliance, and Holdridge. Top brand names like Lazy Boy, Lane, Ashley, Chromecraft, Tempur-Pedic, and a whole lot more. They bring you the furniture. They take away the old furniture and do whatever you want. If it's bad, want to get rid of it, it's dump worthy, there. If you want to take it to an auction, fine. If you want to have it taken across town to your kid's place or another family member or just something that you want to donate, they'll take care of that as well. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. They'll get you whatever you want in the price range, the style, the size, the color you want. They take care of you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, I'll tell you what, it is always a pleasure to continue to talk to some of the great college baseball coaches in the country, and John Savage continues to make a name for himself. Either they're getting to Omaha or they had the series with the Huskers the last couple of years. We've been privileged to have the coach with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's time to get back to Omaha, and he joins us here this morning. Coach, congratulations, and welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Great, thanks, Doug. I appreciate being back and being heard, and we're really looking forward to our trip out to Omaha.
Well, let's get this out of the way, John. Are you the first team to ever qualify for the College World Series by using wiffle ball bats?
Well, that's a tough question. No, I don't think we are, actually. But, it's been a grind, certainly offensively, but the guys have outlasted them and done a good job.
Well, let's work our way kind of where we're at and maybe to the beginning of the season. You guys didn't come off the radar. You've been very solid, continuous trips to the College World Series. You had the number one seed in an all-California regional, and then Cal State Fullerton had to go over there and play this last weekend. I want to start with the extra inning game. You had a pitcher's duel going. It's 3-1. All of a sudden, the Titans at home find a way to squeeze two in the eighth. How did that change the entire weekend when you guys made the comeback?
Well, it changed everything. I mean, you know, I think if you talk to any manager in baseball, to lose a lead on the road late in the game, you know, and have it tied, and then not score in the top of the ninth, and then, you know, they're ready to win it, and for us to come back and score two in the top of the tenth, and to hold on in the bottom is really one of the toughest wins in baseball. Really, is when you lose a lead on the road and come back and win late. And so it gave us a lot of confidence. I think it showed them that we're there to play, and it was just a remarkable win against a very, very good team.
And you guys are not used to giving up any late leads. I mean, David Berg's on every closer, pitcher, watch list, national player of the year type guy.
Yeah, he's as good as there's been in our program for a long time. I mean, the guy has just been so steady, and, you know, I think he's coming up on 100 appearances now in 2 years, and the guy's just, you know, is a machine. I mean, the guy's just, it's not an overpowering big velocity type guy. It's just it's a complete makeup guy that has a lot of confidence, that'll attack the zone with three pitches and, you know, gives you a different look, obviously. And it's just been, it's been a savior, really.
The guys that you have coming out of that bullpen, maybe the best that anybody will bring to Omaha, would you agree?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good arms, Doug. I mean, you know, you look throughout Louisville and Oregon State and, you know, a lot of those clubs. Really, there's a lot of velocity in college baseball right now, and you'll see a lot of it in the bullpen. And, we pride our pitching staff on our bullpen in terms of having roles in the bullpen, the seventh inning, eighth inning closer. And, you know, we really, have a lot of starters in our bullpen, guys that could start in other programs that are really sacrificing a year, maybe 2 years, and in terms of being, you know, a guy on an Omaha team. And, you know, that's really helped our makeup of our team and our chemistry, really, of guys of accepting their roles and attacking the zone late in the game.
UCLA head baseball coach John Savage with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. One more pitching question. We'll move on to a couple of other things here. Do you have your rotation set for the weekend?
Well, you know, we've gone 16 weeks with the same guys, so we're not going to change now. I mean, it'll be Adam Plutko against LSU, and then, you know, Nick Vandertig in that second game, and then, you know, we'll see where we go from there. But, you know, right now that's kind of what we've gone the last 2 years, really, for every Friday, every Saturday. They haven't missed a start, and certainly we're not going to change things now.
Coach, everybody has to come in to be a part of the festivities, and kind of everybody's there at the same time, yet you guys will have the last game on Sunday. Pluses and minuses to waiting around and seeing what's going on?
Well, you know, in 2010, we played the second day, and then last year, in 2012, we were the opener against Stony Brook. So that was a lot of fun. We were looking forward to playing, I think, the first game, and then, you know, the South Carolina-North Carolina game got moved back to today due to rain, and so that, you know, they're on our side of the bracket. So I think what happened is they moved our side to Sunday and flip-flopped, you know, the other side to Saturday. So, yeah. Hey, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, we're so excited to be there, and regardless of when we play or where we play or who we play, you know, we got to be ready to play. So we're not that alarmed about it.
Coach, does the feeling ever change? First time you get there, it's got to be one feeling. Now it's become a habit.
Well, it you just can't take it for granted. It's so hard to get there, you know, and really on the West, it's just such a grind to get through the Pac-12, and then of course our non-conference schedule, and you're playing Fullerton on Tuesdays and Long Beach and Irvine and Pepperdine and, you know, a lot of good teams. So it's a constant grind. So to get there, you have to enjoy it. And like I said, you know, it's a player experience, that's for sure. And Omaha does a great job, but you never really take it for granted. And you know, every season's different and you enjoy it. And you approach it a lot of times the same way, you know, in terms of preparation.
Couple minutes here with Bruin baseball coach John Savage on the Doug and Daddy Show. In a little bit of irony, you mentioned you got Stony Brook in the first round last year, which was everybody's Cinderella, and everybody wanted to get a Stony Brook cap or whatever it was and root for the underdog. The team they beat was LSU, and that's who you've got. As far as good baseball, they're both good, but a whole different, I would think, psyche for the team that you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, Stony Brook was, you know, I mean, they were the Cinderella team. I mean, and LSU is clearly not Cinderella. I mean, you know, for how much they've done there with Skip and now Paul's done a great job and them winning a national championship in 2009. And, you know, they're very, very familiar. Their fans are familiar with Omaha. They have it mapped out. So they're familiar as well. And so there's a lot of respect and in their tradition and what they've done as a program. And the bottom line is you know, they're an SEC power. I mean, they're a little bit like us in the sense that, you know, they play in a power baseball conference, and we know what we go through, and we know what they go through. So, you know, there's just a lot of respect, and we know that they're going to have probably a few more fans in the house than Stony Brook. But, you know, if you remember, that crowd wanted Stony Brook last year, so even if they weren't from there. So we expect them to be a pretty dominated, you know, LSU crowd.
It would seem to me that the fans are starting to latch on to UCLA a little bit, but as you said, LSU brings their own following, and Stony Brook was the underdog. Let's get to an X and O here for just a little bit. What is your scouting report? What do you see as the key matchups in this first game?
Well, I mean, you got Nola, you know, who's as good as there is out there. I mean, he's, you know, a sophomore right-hand pitcher that's has, you know, big velocity and you know, very few hits allowed and you know, big strikeouts and the walks are down and the batting average is 187 and he's 12-0. So, I mean, if he's not an All-American, then I don't know who is. So he's going to be a tremendous challenge. And then offensively, you know, they're very, very complete. They run a little bit. They definitely have power. You know, you got Katz in there with 15 home runs and that's almost 70 RBIs, which that's a huge number now in college baseball. So we expect them to be very offensive. They play good catch as well. I mean, they're fielding 980, and so they're as complete as a team as you're going to see, you know, Doug, in at this stage. And, you know, it's going to be, like I said, a tremendous challenge.
Is it just a matter of small ball for you guys? For the folks that don't know, the team batting average of 251, you don't really have a starter that's hitting over 300 yet. You find a way to get it done. You've scored enough runs to get to Omaha.
Yeah, I mean, it's just our style. I mean, our guys are used to playing this type of baseball. I mean, you know, of course we want to hit, and we do have some good hitters. It just, it's, you know, on the West, it's just a different mindset. And you know, 90 feet is just precious. I mean, you have to take care of the baseball. You got to throw strikes. You know, you got to prevent guys from moving up and then when you're on offense, you got to move people along, and you got to get them in. And you know, the big inning is just not around the corner as much as it was clearly with the bats. But LSU, you know, looks like an exception to that. They look like they score runs in bunches, and you know, we just have to play our style and hope it's good enough.
UCLA baseball coach John Savage. Coach, we'll let you out of here with this. South Carolina has scored the first run here, but it doesn't really matter which team gets there. This could be one of the best fields in a long time to make it to Omaha.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of new faces, and I think that's great. There's a parity in college baseball as has ever been. I mean, you saw Kent State last year. You saw Stony Brook last year. You're seeing Indiana this year, Louisville. You're seeing some new faces, and it goes to show you that there's a lot of good teams and programs and coaches that are doing a great job throughout the country, and I think it's good for college baseball, and you're going to see a lot of very, very well-coached teams this week in Omaha and a lot of talented players.
Coach, I know everybody wants to talk to the guys that are coming to Omaha, so thanks for including the Doug and Daddy Show on your list, and we wish the Bruins the best of luck. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Doug. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Pleasure.
You bet. John Savage, great guy. He has always been great with his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And I'll tell you, folks, UCLA, just look at what he's done in his 8 years there. And look at where they have been out of a very good Pac-12 conference. UCLA will have that final game against LSU, and what a pitcher's matchup it will be. LSU will probably be the favorite in that baseball game, just because, as Coach said, they're throwing out a kid that has not lost a game, but that didn't stop Vanderbilt from staying home against Louisville earlier in the Super Regionals. So in the NCAA Regionals, 5-3, 6-4, 6-0, they beat each team in their regional, San Diego State, Cal Poly, and then San Diego. And then they had to go 10 innings to beat Cal State Fullerton 5-3, and then a 3-0 win in the second game. I mean, this is not a team that scores a ton of runs, 4-5. I mean, if they get to 6 runs, as I'm scouring the schedule here and looking at things, they've only been to double digits about 6 times all year, and a couple of those were against Minnesota to start the season off the very first weekend of the year. UC Santa Barbara, Arizona, who struggled a little bit after winning it all, they got to 10 a couple of times on them. But out of all the games they've played, which is 61, they have not made it to double digits very often. In fact, they haven't made it to 6 very often, and they've still found a way to go 44-17. And again, UCLA, LSU, right now, could be the best matchup. Maybe not the most interesting, maybe not the most intriguing, because let's face it, if it's North Carolina, North Carolina State, a lot of intrigue. Indiana, Louisville, new teams, fresh teams, young teams, Indiana's first ever trip. And then you got Mississippi State, Oregon State, which you don't think of as powers, but are very good baseball teams, and that could be a very competitive game as well. I think the first weekend this year is going to be amazing at the College World Series, and we've got it all for you here on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. So stay with us. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday trivia and more coming up in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. After dropping Game 1 at home to the Spurs,
it's a three and hits LeBron James.
The Heat bounce back to tie the series at 1 game each. Now the series heads to San Antonio for 3 straight.
Game 3, Spurs and Heat, Tuesday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up when you do.
Be a part of history and celebrate defining moments in sports and entertainment throughout the year. American Express invites you to turn the events you love into lasting memories. Spark your inspiration at an intimate film festival director Q&A session. Get a peek at the newest trends at an exclusive fashion show. Or share the electrifying excitement of a live concert. From advanced tickets to unforgettable experiences, American Express card members can get special access to some of the hottest events in sports and entertainment. Get closer to your passions at AmericanExpress.com/entertainment. Terms, conditions, and restrictions.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible. Otherwise, just looking at a high about 98. South winds develop at 10 to 20. With a slight chance for a storm tonight, we'll head back to a low of 68 degrees. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Doug Duda with you on this Monday or Tuesday. It feels like a Monday. Coach Paul Mangieri of LSU is going to join us on tomorrow's show. Give us the other side of that UCLA matchup. We will be talking with Coach Vent from North Carolina State. That's up in the air. We think still a chance by the end of the show, but if not, he will join us tomorrow, and we will continue to fill you in on the College World Series. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, so keep it here. But right now, we want to let you know that the Midway Auto Dealers are doing so much more than just selling vehicles. They're helping the community. They are so involved in so many events, and they continue to give to you, the customer. You check out their Facebook page, and you can enter to win season tickets for Husker football this year. 8 home games, and they're giving away, on their Facebook page, a set of season tickets to the 2013 Nebraska football home schedule. And while you're looking at thinkmidway.com and their Facebook page, check out all the vehicles on the lot. Some great ones out there. New ones coming in every day. New pre-owned certifies are getting on the lot. You should see what they have out there. And don't forget, they'll take your trades as well. It doesn't have to be a Chevy Buick Cadillac or a Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram product for you to trade it in or even for them to work on, because as we've told you before, and maybe not enough lately, their maintenance staff keeps up to date on all models so that they can take care of yours. And then when it is time for you to make that trade, make that change, then Midway is the place to be. Right now, 1.9% financing for 72 months on all new vehicles. Nobody else is doing it. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. What do you think? Can't wait. College World Series coming up this weekend. Can't wait for it all to get going, and we will keep you up to date with everything right here on the Doug and Daddy Show and ESPN Radio. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's do it. Call now. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, this is your opportunity to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. I let producer Jeff sift out a question today. I'm not sure if it's easy or hard. I think it's very gettable. I think it's very gettable. And call now if you'd like a shot at our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, all right, here we go. Lots been made of this all day long, all weekend long, that the winner of Game 3 will win the NBA Finals. They're 12-1 when that happens. Who's the only team that won Game 3 and didn't win the finals since 1995?
Lakers?
Not the Lakers. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on this Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Kip.
All right, same question. This is there's 12-1, the team that's won Game 3 has went on to win it, but one team. Who's that one team that won Game 3 and lost?
Boston.
Was not Boston. So no Lakers, no Boston. Keep trying, folks. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show, giving away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. I hope they had a good wedding weekend over there, carrying the gang, getting the daughter married off. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, do you know the answer?
It's the Miami Heat against Dallas.
You're so smart, John. You're smart. You got it. That is it. Miami won Game 3 over Dallas, 88-86, and the Mavericks then won the next three games to win the series in 2011, just 2 years ago. And when Jeff asked me, I didn't know it, so I thought it was a good question. John, congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get you your gift card. John from on the road, you could kind of tell there. The winner of today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Yeah, the Dallas Mavericks getting Dirk Nowitzki his one and only ring. And that was a close series, 86-83, 112-103, and then the last game, 105-95, to win that series 4-2 for the Dallas Mavericks. So there you go. They pick up the win, and we're the world champions. Boy, who else was on that team besides Dirk? Jason Terry, Peja Stojakovic, Sean Marion, Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler, Corey Brewer. Basically Dirk Nowitzki, right? So Trotman's Tuesday trivia for this week. There you go. All right. Outstanding.
Jason Kidd, the new Nets coach, right?
Is that confirmed?
No, not confirmed.
Wow.
Just spreading rumor.
Just spreading rumor. It's not well. You're not supposed to. Supposed to have two sources, Jeff. Didn't you know that? Thought maybe you knew that. Don't forget, coming up Thursday, we will be at eight-man camp over in Hastings talking to the coaches and some of the all-stars as they get ready for Saturday's championship game. Thanks to all the folks that competed in today's Trotman's Tuesday Trivia. Do it every Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, giving away a $25 gift card to Trotman's Quality Meats. Update right now from Super Regionals, North Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina scored one in the top of the second inning, and now it is a two-run North Carolina in the bottom of the second. So North Carolina has taken a 2-1 lead over South Carolina, and one of those teams will be headed to Omaha, where they have had rain, and more rain over the last few days to postpone that up. Also, just kind of recapping from the weekend, the Major League Baseball draft ended. Brian Wiest and Cash Kalkowski, neither one got their names called. In fact, I don't remember a time where Nebraska had so few players taken in the draft. And they had a lot of seniors on the team this year, right? Wasn't that the big deal? They thought this was the year. Cash, of course, has been drafted a couple of times in his career, but elected to go to Lincoln and continue his baseball career with the Huskers. And, of course, Brian Wiest, who finished third for UNK in the Division II Player of the Year balloting. I'm a lot surprised. I mean, if you're the third best player in Division II, there's still got to be a lot of high school and other kids out there. But we'll see what Brian hooks up with, and I'm sure he'll get a chance because of all the fine teams that worked him out over the last 3 weeks or so since the season came to an end. So there you go. Couple of other sporting notes, then we'll wrap the show up. It looks like for today, if you have more comments, I want to thank the folks that did email in. We were talking about the athletes of the year. You can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But I think we've covered most of what's going on. Want to remind you that if you like seeing some outstanding volleyball, not only will Nate Buzzer be playing football in Hastings on Saturday, Alyssa Frondorfer of Humphrey are going to be playing volleyball in Hastings on Thursday night. It's the annual Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. It begins at 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. And a $4 admission. All the proceeds go to the newspapers and education program, so helping out the youth of the area. And there's going to be some great athletes on hand. I can't even run them all down because there's so many of them that will be competing in the Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. But, wow, just a lot of great ones. Some all-staters, some super-staters. They'll all be competing there coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Look forward to being in Hastings all day Thursday. So there you go. About wraps things up on the Doug and Daddy Show for today. And tomorrow, as we said, we'll talk a little LSU baseball, a little North Carolina State baseball, and anything else that we might have missed. Oh, did we miss this? Or did we just want to miss this? The whole Tim Tebow deal? Yay. That's what I got. Yay.
I was going to ask you, over or under, like 5 minutes into the show before we actually bring up Tebow? And we made it a whole 54 minutes.
Is that a good thing?
I think so. I hate that. I mean, it's just, it gives me a headache just every time I listen.
You hate Tebow, or you hate the talk about
the
Tebow?
The talk about Tebow. Tebow's fine. He's a good person. He used to be a Bronco. And I mean, it would just disgust me when it's 6-0, and I just know as a Bronco fan that he's going to pull this out somehow because Matt Forte is going to fumble or whatever. So I just don't like the talk.
Yeah, it's when they talk about Brett Favre, then it went to Tim Tebow, and there's all kind of players like that. So Tim Tebow signing with the New England Patriots today and just stays in that division. Boring, boring, boring. Well, that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show today. We do want to thank John Savage, UCLA baseball coach, for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk LSU and North Carolina State head baseball coaches. Randy will be in co-hosting with me, then off to, of course, Hastings on Thursday, and a lot more with the College World Series field set. Who will it be, South Carolina or North Carolina? The Tar Heels currently have a 2-1 lead. The game is airing on ESPN2 at this hour as they are in the top of the third inning. Thanks for joining us for a Tuesday Doug and Daddy show. We will see you tomorrow here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I saw myself in clothes like those that have to kick my own ass.
KXPN, Kearney, KICN, Hastings.
You sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.